For the latest, our correspondent Simon Marks joins us live from Washington, D.C. Simon, fighting appears to be ongoing in northern Syria. Does the ceasefire deal hold any weight?
You know, Steve, from the Trump administration's perspective, whether or not the ceasefire deal holds weight, whether or not it is observed by both sides, that may really be a secondary question here. President Trump has declared victory in northern Syria. He insists that America's involvement in the region is now at an end. His critics say that he and Vice President Mike Pence have completely capitulated to the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and indeed the Turkish government claims that they got everything they wanted out of the United States and gave nothing in return to the Vice President of the United States, including, of course, a promise that U.S. sanctions that Donald Trump unveiled only earlier this week will not now go into effect against Turkey. So the Kurdish militia on the ground are saying that they will only honor the ceasefire in a narrow area of territory. But the specifics of all of this seem to be of little concern to a White House, at least, that has argued over the last few days that it's time for the United States to bring its troops home. President Trump wants to make good on his promise to his supporters to terminate what he refers to as endless wars. And remember that he's also reminded his supporters over the last few days that those Kurds, alongside whom American forces fought and died in the battle against Islamic State, are now, in the words of President Trump, no angels. So it's not axiomatic that President Trump is going to be losing an enormous amount of sleep this weekend over the precise modalities of this ceasefire.
Simon, talk to us about what the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is up to now, because it looks like he's headed straight to Israel from Turkey. So what's that about?
Well, what it's about is grave concern on the part of the Israelis and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the United States has completely betrayed its once firm allies, the Kurdish militias, in northern Syria. And the Israelis are sitting down saying to themselves, if the United States can turn its back on the Kurds, what stops them at some point from turning their backs on us? There is grave concern in Israel over the events here in Washington of the past 10 days, grave concerns that the United States decided without any warning whatsoever to drop its allegiance to the Kurdish militia like a hot potato. And so Mike Pompeo is now heading to Israel to try and allay those concerns. But that's going to be a very, very tall order. President Trump told supporters at a rally in Texas here on Thursday night that sometimes you've just got to let warring parties fight one another like two kids in a playground, and then after they've fought for a while, then you can pull them apart. He was talking about the Turks and the Kurds, but from an Israeli perspective, they worry that one day that argument might be applied by President Trump to the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Well, we'll see whether Pompeo has enough plasters in his medical kit when he heads to where he's off to. Thanks very much for that, Simon. That was Simon Marks there in Washington.